Back in Australia, the most east of the west, John Kerry continued the exile he had begun so and so many millions of lives ago through his own act of waking up and wanting to know exactly who he was. A musical question which turned out to be a fugal proposition of infinite possible development. Sun beat and rain beat, veil upon veil, day veil of brightness, night veil of dark. Face veils and form veils, gossamer spun, crowded close and thickly. Sail veils and flag veil, hoisted over veil of sea, veil voyage and returning. Rain veil of weeping in a place he hoped where none knew of ships and journeying and the far shadowing of his glance. Baba, thou beloved. Nursing his wound, never healing, but widening because the spear had remained in it, widening and love festering, sloughing off flesh veil, widening cleanly and the spearhead of bliss entering more deeply into the flesh veils, ever more hungrily and healingly. As the sun into the earth when the farmer sets his plough, more deeply into the sour subsoil where no sun has been before. Each day of day drag or day flight curtained within the three curtains of sleep veil and dream veil and awake veil, sleep the forgetter and dream the distortioner and wakefulness, the cruel concretizer who sets the dreams in solid forms, the painter whose brush strokes are the bones and whose color is the teeming flesh squeezed out of tubes of nerves. Nursing the wound, gazing with admiration on the face of the lovely spearman, he was saying to himself, small wonder and great wonder, things are as they are, and this business of everything and nothing. This business of being nothing and somebody. Nobody feeling he is something. Something in your hand, Baba, or else nothing before your feet. Patience, fool, he was telling himself. Yap, yap of nothing about something which turns out to be nothing. Yap and out of piddle pool paddling instead of sitting quiet by the crystal stream, gold-flecked of his love. To advantage when you sit still. You don't feel the kick in the bones so much, and you give him a chance to do something. Baba, thou beloved, you, Baba. Stop wanting when you are lying down to raise yourself onto your knees, and stop wanting to lie down and cover your head with a blanket when you are standing up. Stop wanting a job with dry land and with lovely rivers. Leave it to him. He knows the time of seed time and growth time and fruit time, both in space time and continent time. Baba, thou son of the gold of the spear in this widening and healing. Turn in yourself, John. Bring back your eyes, fond man, from restless visioning. What is it to you that an eye is furtive, a lip derisive? That speech is ruined and no eye's lightning indites the pages of books in lovely verse. Become in your seeing blind, in your hearing deaf. Or ever the lovely tide of spring will find you, lip clinging to a clod of earth and your eyes stretched in an empty sky. Only a deep cloud of a man can rain rains over parched earth. My gods are diminishing. Since you are a jealous god, one lovely in vanity of a lone selfness, Let the mill of you grind this to flour for the hungry of you, or let their hunger grow into a crop of hunger, so that they will the more seek you and cast this as dust to the wind. Ah, when the grinding is done, either to flour or dust, give me a word, a lovely singing word in my mouth, some honey word, some wine word to utter in singing. Not for many, but for thou in my ear to delight in. So that my ear may aid mine eyes to fix themselves only on your dear form. A singingness of a word, the lovely word of your name, O beloved one, you. Become unstuck, God, in your entrancement in this which is called me, so that your own love for yourself may be released in a clear stream. Why do you allow yourself to fall into error, attaching yourself to everything you see through these eyes? You are the ever-free, blissful one. I am the veil between yourself and me. Tear this veil which is between us, but if you cannot, ask Baba to do it for you. Oh, the nothingness of the nothing, which is the things of thingness contained in the everything. Nothing am I, and everything art thou, my beloved, lovely and loveliness itself. Oh, what a box of tricks you are, Krishna Baba. Oh, but you are the compassionate one himself, Buddha Baba. The most shepherd of the flocks of the world, Jesus Baba. The long shadowing spear and the singing bow one, Ram Achilles Baba. But I would like to be the most least of a nothing of your servant, and dither about cleaning shoes and carrying water in the ambrosial dawn hours. By God I would, Baba. It gets a bit irksome waiting for your word, for you to say something. And this blasted murk of a black pitch of a night, which is not a dark night, but just as said, a black bitch of a night. Oh, the nothingness of the nothing, which is the things of thingness in everything. Nothing am I, but everything art thou, my beloved. Lovely and loveliness itself. You, the Lord and dear child of yourself, Zeus Bambino Baba. But a little love injected into us could not altogether be frowned upon as miracle-making, even though it would be a miracle if the injection took. But it is no good talking to you, Baba. You are just too much love. Whatever we say, you just smile with your smile of divine kindness, as much as to say, oh, these children of mine, myself, why did I ever wake up and start singing? This singing of your smile stretching out and supporting the nothingness of us of the nothing, and, oh, the dawn song of his mouth. I only hope I am still around then. It's no good talking to one who is the saying of the say which one says, because he doesn't listen, because he knows exactly what he is going to say. Tired and tired am I of myself, for the wide expanse of the sky of your bosom I cry. Awake in my heart that I may love you with service, or else be dust before your feet. Anything but this, not even nothing, nor a place in your everything. Something, O my child and my father. The stars weep, and you have compassion on them in their due to the grass. and the wheat fields. The sun sinks in his shame, and you cover him with hiding night. But my tears laugh at me, and my shame is naked before me. The prayers of the ant and the flame-loving moth are you answering, and the heavy earth turning are you guiding with infinite care. A song in your praise or a mute adoration is not much of an asking. And there will come the time of your lovely speaking and your leaving, and my going and returning and waiting, and emptiness and unlovely earth under my feet, and wide, wide sky, somewhere you will be. And the mother will be answering her child, and the loved one her lover, with moon and star glint of love eyes, Baba, Baba, God, sun of earth and rains of all growing. Not only can I not sing of you, my beloved, but I have no place in your work. A lame cur around the streets and back doors of houses am I, who was once a cattle dog whose teeth were respected. Dog I would be, but at your heels, Baba, to trot in your dust, and at campfire at night lie a little way off watching your every move, and when you lay down, myself to follow you again in dream. But I remember your Am I Not Enough to Abu Sa'id, both of the time when the people praised him and when they voided their thought on him. I remember your utter kindness and the hem of your dress in my hand and your saying, I am always with you, and your own always rejection. The well-set mills of God grind the wheat small, and you are the king and the king's son on earth who pays for us all. But no, it is not any that reject me. Myself rejects me that I may become acceptable to him. And just as dog I had to be on my way up to man, so dog I must become on my way back to myself. Baba, thou sower and reaper and grinder, thou sifter and again ear grower in each speck of flower. Surely you are in your kindness tying up my tongue with the same cords you are cutting away from my heart. You are the great undoer, so that what shall be done, the remover who brings forward, the stupefier who makes intelligent, the wind that levels the young wheat, that the stalks may grow strong in the sun, while you, during the days of its growing, attend other else, and wet with your eyes the side of its reaping, thou lovely one, thou faithless one of all faith, thou stone cutter and gem cutter, thou potter and breaker of pots, thou upturner and returner, thou upheavaler and leveler, thou bender of what is straight, and thou straightener of the bent, thou Baba, thou lovely woman and glory man and child, thou moon and night, thou star night, thou dawn swept of stars, thou morning of sun, thou lone doer, thou adorable and adored, thou us, thou only alone self. Thus was John Kerry complaining and praising. For complaint is praise, inasmuch as complaint is attachment. And praise is complaint, because praise is separation. And he was recognizing that this was the beginning of those subtractions, the sum total of which would be a subtraction of him from himself. When the five sheets are subtracted, Atman alone remains. Shivoham, Shivoham, I am existence, knowledge, bliss. Cease, cease. Swallow thy breath every moment.